Hello?
This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Stephanie Wood.
That's my wife. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things haven't gotten off on the wrong track?
I think things are okay right now. I mean, they could be worse. They could be better.
So you will say they're on the right direction?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilo River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And just to know that we are including all ages, can I ask the year that you were born?
1982.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life of Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will very little, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine. More shops and retail stores and commercial space for businesses.
4.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
5.
Thank you. Better public transportation options?
3.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities?
4.
Better streets and road maintenance?
2.
Okay. More good paying jobs?
Job. 4.
4, okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
3.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And speaking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few. Corporate, it's too few.
Too few. Thank you. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
About right, sure.
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
No.
Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
No.
Doctor offices and hospitals, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes or no?
A hard yes.
Okay, strong yes. Okay, thank you. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
An easy yes. Mild yes.
Okay, somewhat yes. Thank you. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see in Levine?
Specialty shops.
Any specific names?
I can't think of any right now. I'm sorry, boss. I mean, most of what I do, I have to go out of Levine to get, if I was getting a specialty tool or if I was getting, plants. I mean, I had to go to Whitman in South Phoenix. Whitefield. Oh, for God's sake. I don't know the name of the place.
No problem. But just think of a name of a store or shop that you would like to have in Levine, where they sell tools, where they sell plants, where they sell all these warehouse or hardware.
Store. How about Kohl's?
Kohl's, okay. Anything else?
What?
Any other stores?
Stores? Damn.
Or shop?
I'm drawing a blank right now. I wouldn't mind, I mean, shops and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind some more high-end stuff. I mean, I can't go to it all the time, but I'd love to take my wife to a nice dinner or go to a nice place to get, something nice for her, like jewelry or a present or something like that.
Okay, When you mention restaurants, do you have a specific name in mind? Like nice dining restaurants?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I wouldn't mind there being like an Osso or a Kobe or, I mean, I wouldn't mind there being, God, what's another one? A Buca would be good, you know, a nice Italian restaurant.
How you spell that? Can you please spell that for me?
Which one? I'm sorry. Osso is AHSO. Kobe is KOBE, and Buca de Pueblo is BUCADI. I don't know how to spell Pueblo.
Okay. Pueblo. Perfect. Thank you very much. Next question. And switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to rent or buy. Is housing availability not a problem at all? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I'd say slight. There's a lot going up. I used to do concrete, and I still do. I do. I'm a trucker, but I deliver materials. We've got some apartments going up. We got some housing tracts, and everything needs to be built. So I'd say it's a slight problem. Only because we've got a lot in the pipeline to go towards that.
Okay, thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that housing in Levine. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
I'd rather not.
No, okay. What about housing options for seniors? Yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
As far as I know, there is no housing for seniors in Levine, so I'd think it'd be a strong yes. I might be wrong, but I've been all over Levine, and I have not seen a senior citizen home yet. So,
what about townhouses or attached homes?
That I'd like to see more of.
Okay, that's a strong yes or somewhat yes?
A strong yes, yeah.
What about single-family detached homes?
That's a moderate yes.
Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Okay, I might have misled you. I think of Phoenix Metropolitan. I live in Levine.
Okay. How long have you lived there?
I've lived in Levine 12 years. I've lived in Phoenix my entire life, so that would be 41 years.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a friend or family?
Rent.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you approve or oppose each one. Changing zone laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Are you in favor or you opposed?
Opposed.
Somewhat or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about...
I can see the benefits, but I don't like the idea.
Okay, I understand. And that's perfect. That's, you know, that's your opinion, and it counts.
Yes.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly yes.
Okay, strongly in favor. Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Somewhat yes.
Okay, what about to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
To repurpose what?
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Parking lots. I don't know. I think I'd say no. I don't know of any empty parking lots just sitting around.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
I would somewhat agree, somewhat say yes.
Okay. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Somewhat yes. I mean, okay. We don't need to get specific. Somewhat yes.
Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Vocational school.
Vocational, okay. What is your annual household income? Yes, stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125.
50 to 75. 50 to 75.
Okay. Okay, and finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask your first name?
Steven.
Thank you, Steven. I really appreciate your participation and your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.